Hey guys, this is Randy Arias, and today I want to share with you how to set goals. Now, the purpose why we're making this goal video is because in order to become more confident in yourself and to make confident decisions and to be decisive and all of these different qualities that a confident person has, you must have goals. You must know who you want to be and how you're gonna do it and what you want out of life. You just have to know. If you don't know that, how can you possibly ever be confident in doing anything in life? Make sense? And so, just so you guys know, my passion is self-development. My passion and what I spend my time doing is reading books on self-confidence and goal setting and how to become a better person. And so, I'm gonna be sharing with you what I have learned in over hundreds of books on this topic. Okay, so this is very valuable knowledge that I'm about to give you. And it's very simple yet very powerful. And so the first thing that I want you guys to do with your goal is to write what it is that you want. Okay, the first thing on the first line should be what it is that you want. And by that I mean, you know, what do you want out of life? Who do you want to be? If you want to be more confident, that could be a goal. Okay, I want to be more confident. All right, it's got to be specific. Okay, so if you want to be more confident in social places, I want to be more confident at school, or I want to be more confident with people. Like, make it as specific as you possibly can think. Okay, that's number one. Then I want you guys to, you know, give yourself a time frame for achieving your goal, okay? So whatever goal you set, okay, you want to give it a time frame. So let's say for example, your goal is to become more confident, okay? Well, I want to be able to talk, this is the next line. I want to be able to talk to people without feeling scared in 3 months' time, okay? So in 3 months' time, I will be able to talk to people without being afraid, okay? Now, so you gave yourself a time frame. You see, it's a 3 month time. So now you have 3 months to work on that, okay? So you're gonna go out there, you're gonna talk to people, and so you're gonna build yourself to that. In 3 months, you're gonna lose that fear, okay? Now, the third step, that's number two. The third step is, write down the reasons why this is important to you, okay? How is being able to talk to people without being afraid going to help your life? How is it going to benefit you? Okay, you must have strong reasons why this is important to you. Number four is, what are you willing to give to achieve this goal? So what does that mean? It means that, you know, there's no such thing as something for nothing, okay? Let's say, you know, there's no way you can become confident without talking to people, right? And so you must write down that you're willing to give, you know, the effort to achieve your goal. You're willing to give time. You're willing to give money even. You're willing to give, you know, emotion into achieving your goal. You're willing to put something in order to achieve it, because it's not just gonna happen. It takes action. It takes, you know, it takes a process. You have to go out there and do it. And so you have to write down that you're willing to do this for your goals, okay? And number five is one of the most important, is what are the reasons that are going to keep you going when you feel like giving up, okay? Number five is very powerful. If for whatever reason, you go out there, you talk to people, and it doesn't go well for whatever reason, all right? What's gonna keep you going? What's gonna make you not give up? What's going to make you not quit on this goal that we have set, okay? And I'm gonna give you some examples for, you know, it could be something like, you know, you're tired of being shy. You're tired of not being successful because of your shyness. You're tired of not achieving your goals because you're afraid to take the leap. all through confidence, all through the lack of confidence. So a little pain is nothing compared to the reward. So you must write that down, and it must be emotionally touching to you personally. Okay? And that's the fifth step, guys. That's how you set your goals. So you set what you want specifically, then you give it a time frame. Now, the next thing that I need you to do is to read your goals first thing in the morning and then last thing at night. So before bed and first thing in the morning is when you're going to read your goals. And when you're reading it, what you're going to do is visualize yourself doing the thing that you wrote and see it, you know, positively. See it like it's happening. You know, like if you imagine yourself talking to people, make sure you think that it's going well, that you see yourself succeeding at the goal that you set. And so that's going to make it emotional for you. And it's going to send it out into infinite intelligence. And an infinite intelligence, by the law of attraction, will bring it onto you. That's the trick with the law of attraction. You're basically sending it out through the world, okay, with your mind, with your emotions. And then the world will bring it onto you. All right, guys, I know it's a little deep, but it's the truth and it's the way it works. So the biggest thing about setting goals is actually reviewing it every single day, okay? It's not about just writing it out and throwing it in the table somewhere. It's about writing it out and reviewing it first thing in the morning, first thing at night. So it's a conscious mental picture you constantly have in your head. And then you're sending it out into the world, and the world will make it happen for you. So again, guys, that's how you set your goals. This is the first way, first thing you must do to achieve your goals of becoming confident. If you like the video, please subscribe below, and I will see you with the next one. Thank you.